If you ask me, nothing stinks more than when your husband Dutch ovens you with a big, ripe, juicy one and then holds your head down under the covers. Except maybe body odor. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. Lumi delivers outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere, from your pits to your feet, and yes, even those private parts. As a special offer, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code and link. Use code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, at LumiDeodorant.com. That's LumiDeodorant.com. You guys know I absolutely love Lumi. I rock it everywhere I go. I work long hours, so if I'm doing like a podcast run or if I'm out at one of my husband's shows or just overall anxiety ridden and I'm sweating, Lumi has saved me so many times, especially a toasted coconut. I feel like it masks my odor a little bit more, and especially that right armpit that always smells like beef stroganoff. If you know, you know. Once again, as a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, at LumiDeodorant.com. We all know there are things in life you have to compromise on, like going out instead of staying in or eating fast food instead of cooking at home. But when it comes to your health, there is no compromise. So don't go back to that one doctor who uses your appointment to catch up on the latest headlines, their family group chat, their crossword puzzles, just because they're available right now or they take your slightly sketchy insurance. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist, and these docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients. I know the next time I need a doctor, I'm definitely logging on to ZocDoc. Go to ZocDoc.com/bunny, B-U-N-N-I-E, and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/bunny, B-U-N-N-I-E, ZocDoc.com/bunny. Is this thing on? What's up, you sexy motherfuckers? Welcome to another episode of Dumb Blonde. Mimer Lou is in the house and she is not pregnant.
No more.
God, Lee. That was like the longest fucking pregnancy ever.
Like a year of pregnancy.
Please don't do that to me again.
We're done.
I feel so done. I literally feel like I had that kid.
Yeah, like, pretty much.
It was crazy. I still haven't got to meet him yet, though.
I know. It's a stupid Rona, too. Like, I just get so scared taking him out. He's so little, and now RSV's in season. It just really sucks, but he's such a sweet boy.
Tell us about the Jason story during your birth.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, Jason doesn't do well with blood, which I found this out one time in our marriage before when he saw an open wound and passed out, like, God. Blacked out, hit the floor, everything. We had to call 911. Well, this time I thought he was gonna be okay. He's been through a C-section with me before, and he was sitting there, and he said he was staring at the ground, and he saw something on the ground. He's like, man, like, why is there a piece of shrimp on the ground? And then realized very shortly after that it wasn't a piece of shrimp, it was a piece of me.
And
looked at my anesthesiologist and said, I don't feel so good. And then he just started to go. So she had to like grab him, and then the baby wasn't crying and he passed out. Like, it was just, it was so hectic. It was really insane. God.
You know what? Listen, I can't blame him.
No,
I am like the same way when I see blood or I see fucking anything that's not fucking ordinary. I haven't fainted yet ever, but I get really grossed out.
Like, he said like he was surprised because I have like, it was a whole female crew, all the nurses, doctors, everyone was female, and he said they were just in there talking about like you know, going to Mexican food after and stuff like that. He's like, how are you in someone's insides and talking about like going to get margaritas?
Ew, I can't
understand.
I couldn't even talk about eating carne asada because like the inside of people look like raw carne asada.
Oh. I had some medical difficulties and she had to take pictures of my insides to show me later on. And it really does, like, the little flaps and the
just everything
stuff is
carne.
Gross.
Yeah, yeah, it's nasty. So what did we name the baby?
Cash.
Cash Bunny.
Cash Michael.
Cash Bunny.
Or Cash Bunny.
Yeah, his middle name is Bunny. Yeah, he's going to grow up knowing he's going to be a little bunny.
Yeah, no, really. Like, he's such a sweet little baby. He's so tiny.
How's it been for you after giving birth?
It's been different. I definitely mentally went through a different pregnancy. And then even after, I feel like this afterwards is a lot different than with Olivia. And I think maybe it's just the difference in having a girl and a boy, like what is in
hormones.
Your body. Yeah. Mm. You know, just maybe having more hormones and then more testosterone with him, but it's definitely two different pregnancies. It hasn't been the best, but it's been like a weird, like good and bad.
Like, when you say like good and bad, what's some of the good?
Some of the good is just kind of finding myself again, you know, because I
did that
with Olivia.
Yeah, I noticed you're wearing a little crop top today.
Like, you know, self-love, you know, like finding that, but then also mentally being at like my lowest, you know, my depression's really like at a really bad place, but like in the same sense. So it's like one of those weird, like my anxiety's really high, so I'm feeling a lot of emotion, like things like that, but my depression's at a really low. So then I dwell a lot and things like that. It's a kind of like
a roller coaster. Yeah. No, I've always had severe anxiety problems but I've never battled with depression until last January when I did a YouTube video about it. But depression is, I never understood it. Like people used to always, even Jay gets super depressed. And I even now that I've experienced depression, it hits people differently. Like sometimes I'll be like, Jay, you have so much good going on around you, like how can you be depressed? What is there to be sad about, you know? But depression really just fucking, it conquers, and I don't want to say conquers, it consumes anybody.
Yes,
like nobody is safe from fucking depression.
You can have everything. And you know what, Viking Barbie and I, when she was out here, we kind of got on this like subject. It was like Kata, Viking Barbie, me, and then Jonathan's wife was there also, and we all got on this subject of depression. And something that resonated with me, which made me kind of make that turn into more self-love, was Viking Barbie had said that people would look at her and assume she was the happiest person ever because she's beautiful. She has lots of money. You know, she's like, I'm a porn star. I've got a loving, significant other, like all these things. She said, so when people look at me, they don't understand why I would have depression. Kind of like how you're saying, like, you look at Jay and you're like, you have so much.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, it doesn't matter what I have, I still don't have that happiness. And I was like, man, if I always thought in my head, well, if I had this, I would be happy. And it doesn't work like that. You know, it's a true chemical imbalance.
Yeah, no, it really is. Like I said, I've been battling it since last January. Mine isn't more of the depression side. Mine's more of like suicidal ideation. Mm-hmm. And you know that. Yeah. Like I even talked about it in the YouTube video that I made. And it's not that I would ever act on it, but I literally, there's not a day that goes by that I don't envision it. Like it's sick. And there's sometimes that I'm just like, why am I thinking about this? Like I could literally be sitting there having a blast and then I just envision like blowing my head off.
Yeah.
Like, and it's crazy, but you know, I've read so much stuff about it and a lot of people are like that.
Yeah.
You know, like you would look at people and just be like, oh my God, they have everything, you know, going for them, and not realizing that everybody's fighting a war inside themselves.
There's a demon in there that like some people can shut it off a lot better. And you know, I saw something the other day. Do you have that little voice in your head?
No, not yet.
Okay. No, I just was like, do you talk in your head?
I don't, I mean, not more than normal. Like, okay. I don't know what's normal and what's not normal.
Yeah, I learned that there's actually a majority of people that don't have a voice in their head.
Okay.
They envision shapes and paths and things like that, but they don't physically speak in their head. They cannot hear a voice.
Right.
And I was like, dude, do you know what I would do not to have a voice in my head?
Well, when you hear the voice, what does it do?
Because I'm trying to figure out if I got it or not. My entire day. Like, so my voice doesn't stop in my head.
So, like, give me an example.
Like, right now, like, I have other paths going in my head just thinking about all the things I have to do, family at home, things like that.
Yeah.
On being able to sit here and have a conversation. So I have something already running in my head.
Yeah. No, I do too.
Yeah. So there's a majority of people that don't have that.
Right.
Like, you know, if you're driving in the car, I'm thinking in my head and there's like a little voice in my head talking, saying you have this, this, and this to do. Mm-hmm. Like, or you, you know, don't forget to make that left-hand turn up here. Well, there are a majority of people that don't have that. Hmm. And, you know, I feel like I wonder if those people suffer as much as we would with anxiety and depression if they don't have that voice, because I feel like that they voice would be silent. A lot of it.
Yeah. Well, I feel like they would suffer just as much because they wouldn't have, like, you know, that expression, I guess. It would be like more like stuffed down. So wouldn't that come out in other ways?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not like, sure. That's like a really like weird thing I always wondered, you know, like it, because they think in shapes and paths, they don't think in words.
Yeah.
I'm really hard on myself. Like that voice in my head is like super rough. Like, you know, just constantly.
Mine are more visions as opposed to voices. So like, but I've always been under attack, like spiritually. We've talked about this.
Yes, you do.
Freaking, you know, a million times is ever since I was a little girl, I have always seen spirits. I've always been attacked by the spiritual world. And I feel like that has a lot to do with something going on inside me. And I was watching American Horror Story last night with Jay, and the psychic on there said, she said something, she said like, you don't choose them, they choose you. And that's like the realest thing
that
ever
resonated.
I was like, holy shit. I was like, that's the truth. And I feel like a lot of my mental instabilities come from other spirits, you know, because I never ever battled depression or these suicidal thoughts until I went through the miscarriage in January. But literally right after I went to a funeral home, Chisel, rest in peace, was shot, and I went to a funeral home and I touched the body, and I feel like something latched on to me and it just wouldn't, it hasn't let me go. I've gotten relief from it because when I first felt that feeling, it was like the only way that I could explain it was eternal darkness. It was like I was laying in a tanning booth and I literally had to jump up out of the tanning booth because I was so sad.
Yeah.
And I kept envisioning me blowing my head off. And it was just like sadness, like I was consumed with sadness. And I remember I raced to the fucking hospital and I called Jay. I was like, I'm having a fucking nervous breakdown, something's wrong. I was like, I'm going to the hospital. I was in the parking lot literally praying, like, dear Lord, please, like, get these thoughts out of my head. I don't want to feel like this. I'm fucking eating St. John's wort, fucking taking my L-methylfolate. Like, I had just had my boobs taken out, too, so I think that had a lot to do with it, too. My boobs, my, you know, all my hormones were trying to get back on track, too, after having the miscarriage. And I just feel like, you know, like, in that moment, it was like the worst feeling ever.
You were very susceptible to it at that point also, because that was a lot of trauma to go through. Your body wasn't, your body was weak and your walls were down.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And I also think I had the Rona. I think I got the Rona in November. But literally this past year has been like, I've been on like this fucking self-help, you know, just path of trying to figure out how to make myself better, and taking vitamins has made me feel better. Are you thinking, I think I read something that you had said in your story the other day that you're thinking about getting back on medication?
No, I'm going to just seek help. So I'm probably going to start seeing a therapist, which I haven't done before.
Oh, really?
I just more like self-helped myself, like research. I'm just like you.
Yeah.
You know, you and I are very similar on like, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to read every article about it on the internet.
Yeah.
I want to know about it, you know, and things like that. So I had talked to Jason about it like at the end of my pregnancy. And then now that I had the baby, he was like, I think it's time.
Yeah.
I was like, I think so too. Because like, again, like I'm at a really good high, but I'm also at a really, really low. So there's like no in between. Some days are great. Some days are awful. Mornings can start great and end bad. I think we're so, you know, impressionable.
Yeah.
Our brains are very impressionable when we're younger. So like something that happens is going to trail off later in your life. And like, you're going to probably suppress it a lot. You know, like you said, you were like wild, like for a long time.
I'd party, still be wild if I fucking never got married.
And like a lot of that probably has to do with the fact that you had trauma as a child, and like that's your way to like just push it down inside further and further.
And it doesn't always have to be like sexual trauma, you know, like my mom left me on a doorstep when I was 3 months old.
Yeah.
And you know, my dad was in the hospital and she like ran off with his organ player, you know, like it was crazy.
That's
so
crazy.
Literally it's just a series of traumatic events. I also had a super abusive stepmother who,
you know, I used to get my ass kicked, and mm-hmm. that set the bar for abusive relationships yep. because it was like, well, if this is how she shows me love, then this is what, you know. So I think going to therapy is what I'm coming back around to. I think going to therapy is probably one of the best things you can do, because when I started therapy last year, when mm-hmm. I went to go see my therapist out here, she did EDMR with me, or the tapping.
No, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's EDMR, and it actually really helped. So they have this therapy where you hold these devices, and it like taps in your hand, mm-hmm. and it's like supposed to reset your neurotransmitters in your brain. I'm not exactly positive 100%, so don't, you know, judge me if I'm not telling the right description about it. But what was really cool, and what she had me do, was she had me revisit a really painful situation. And I don't even like saying it's painful, and I have a hard time. I minimize everything. And I think at the time I was so upset because my parent, when I got molested when I was 5, but I didn't tell my parents until I was like 9, 10, or 11. And this guy had raped numerous people, including his own sister, like abusive, ended up becoming one of the biggest rapists in Texas. And it was my uncle's, son, who I think is in and out of prison still as we speak. God rest his soul. He has passed away, my uncle. But what she had me do was revisit one of the situations that happened, and she had me visualize talking to my child self, mm-hmm. you know, and she's like, if you could tell your child self anything right now, what would it be? And you're literally like sitting there talking, and I'm not one that's made to cry easily, you know, and just envisioning me as a child sitting there talking to myself just had me in tears. And sometimes, what is Chachi doing?
Going stop, down
stop man fucking Chachi's like, listen mom, you're not gonna get serious. So I think just sitting there and envisioning, you know, that and in therapy and just all that stuff is so good for you, and just so healthy, you know.
That's another thing, is like we tend to suppress that so much,
you know?
Because it's like that self-help, that self-love is the first thing that goes, mm-hmm. you know, like it was just something as simple as I'd put on there, like just I've had my phone for 2 years. Mm-hmm. I've never made it easier for myself to use.
Right.
You know, like I've never, like I can literally search for this app every day, and it'd be frustrating as shit. As easy as just putting the app on your home screen, you know, because I've got my Android and the iPhone. So it's like you can organize your phone in both ways. Right. But like mine was just like, it would be so much easier if I had that app that I used every single day on my home screen.
Yeah.
And like the self-love. The other day, I fucking put it on my home screen. It took me 3 like seconds. Like just fucking hold it down and put it up.
Yeah.
That's all it took. But like I suppressed myself of that for 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, because that's the first thing you do, is like you don't feel like you're deserving enough of it. So you just take those things away,
even if you subconsciously don't feel like some people
I would have never thought about.
Some people don't even realize that they're like self-deprecating at all. Like if you, like say you're a mom, and you are a mom, mm-hmm. actually, you know, a lot of moms don't go out and spend money on themselves because they feel like they don't deserve it, and that their kids do. That's self-deprecation, mm-hmm. that comes from some sort of trauma that happened as a child. It's a trauma response to something that happened to you as a child. So you know, even taking the first steps of self-love like you're doing is such a huge step. I love that you're wearing, you don't make me dress you up, because you know we should do a Mimi make. I feel like I can't do a Mimi makeover on you though, because you're already so beautiful. It was easy with Shan because she was like a nerd, you know, so it was like we had to make her look like a fucking porn star, you know. But with you, it's like, what could I possibly do to upgrade you? But
that was like one of the things I didn't realize that I was starting to like give myself more self-love. It was Jason who pointed it out. He's very like hyper aware of me and my feelings and everything like that.
You have such a good husband.
I really do. Like,
he's
truly
the best.
And it was, I went and bought new clothes, and he was like, well, look at you, you know. And then like I got my nails done. I haven't had my nails done since March. So I got my nails done. This whole outfit except for my shoes was brand new. And then I went and got a tattoo. And so, you know, like it was those things that like I probably haven't spent money on myself, truly spent money on myself in like, I can't tell you how long.
What's up, guys? Just wanted to take a moment to tell you guys that this podcast is sponsored by AdamandEve.com. It's starting to get a little chilly outside, so why not snuggle up to your favorite dildos that you can go and get for 50% off at AdamandEve.com. All you gotta do is use code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, and click the checkout button. And don't forget that it's also free shipping. And voila, your packages are delivered discreetly straight to your door. What are you waiting for? It's time to buzz the bean. And by the way, I don't have any fucking pants on.
Let's make a list. Let's make a list of what people need to do for their mental health. I think especially in 2020.
Oh my gosh.
We need this fucking list. Yes. Because I know quarantine is driving me up a fucking wall.
Yes. And you know what? It not just did mental things to like yourself, but like your loved ones.
Yeah.
You were put into situations with your loved ones you've never. So I see all these people like in confessions and stuff and be like, quarantine ruined my marriage. No. There was an underlying issue there that
you guys were forced to be in the same room and talk for the first time.
It's sort of like when someone changes a job, like maybe you're home more and you go through those fights. You're forced into those situations.
Right. No, I've seen a lot of divorces this quarantine. Yeah. And I'm just like, golly, did you guys never have a fucking conversation?
Celebrities especially, how many divorces we saw come out of or talk about divorce or needing help. Because, you know, a lot of celebrities, you guys know, like, it ruined your guys' tour. Like, Jay was leaving the week of.
Yeah.
And quarantine hit.
Yep.
You know, and then these people are forced to be together when maybe all they ever knew was tour or travel and things like that. So it's
Jay and
weird.
I are always together, so I feel like quarantine brought us closer together, but I mean, I'm ready for a break. So if anybody wants my husband, they can have him. Fuck my life. I'm like, when does tour start? But you know what? He's picked up golfing, and that's another thing. For his depression, instead of just sitting around sulking about it, Jay went out and decided to do some self-love. And he went and got a membership at three country clubs.
He's a golfing and son of a bitch, I
swear. Fucking literally golfs every fucking day. And I don't complain. He's gone from fucking 8 o'clock in the morning. Well, no, let me not lie. He's gone from like 1 p.m. in the afternoon until like 10 o'clock at night, and I couldn't be more happier because one, he's getting exercise, he's getting his steps in, and he's, you know, out there doing something that he loves that's taking his mind off of whatever it is that's, you know, hurting him on the inside. You know, he's still getting over his dad's death and stuff like that too.
And it's not a cure. Like, you know, finding things like that aren't like so much of a cure, but more of a distraction.
Yeah.
You know, you still have to work on yourself regardless if you find that little thing that helps distract you. It's going to revisit eventually.
So I think for the first thing on the list, we don't even know how many points we're going to have with this, but just for a little list of mental self-help, I think that self-love.
Yes.
Show yourself some sort of self-love today. Or tomorrow. Actually, don't even wait till tomorrow. Do it today.
Right now. Like, you're listening to this, start thinking about what you're going
to
do for yourself.
Yeah. Think about something that you've wanted to do. Even if you don't have money to do anything, go out and fucking walk in the park.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a little chilly right now, but, you know, or go to a nursery and smell flowers.
Put the app on your home screen that's been like driving you
nuts. Yeah. Organize your phone.
Something so small.
Clean out your closet, which is what I'm going to fucking go home and do.
Yeah.
You know, like clean out some sort of closet, you know, make a place in your home that is your safe space that you can go to. Go take a fucking bubble bath. Paint your own fucking nails. Yeah. You know, like,
it's something that you
wax your butthole.
You didn't,
you know, anything.
You didn't know you were depriving yourself of that, that you know is going to make yourself just a little bit happy.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a lot, just a little. And then just work your way into it, you know?
Absolutely. And then I think the second thing would be definitely some sort of help.
Yes.
Get in there, talk to somebody, which I need to go back. I haven't been probably in the past 6 months, but since quarantine, quarantine literally ruined our whole routine. But it's really good to go talk to somebody that's a third party that doesn't have an opinion, who doesn't. And I'm not talking about going to a psychologist and getting fucking pills, because
medication.
I don't believe in medication. I know everybody's different and that it helps other people and stuff like that. I'm more of like a naturalist. I want to take vitamins, you know, and there's some vitamins I've taken. Like, I took 5-HTP one time. Mm-hmm. It fucking made me climb the walls. And I read so many good reviews on it.
Yeah.
I had to drink like a bottle of Benadryl to come down off of that. My anxiety
was for you
at all. Yeah. Cause I have that MTHFR gene mutation. Mm-hmm. So that's why even doing drugs, I never was like a good drug addict.
What is that mutation?
You need to look into it because you might have it too.
I feel like I've looked up something like this before.
Yeah, you need to look it up. I don't really know the whole I don't want to talk scientifically because I don't really know too much about it. I know a lot about it, but I don't know how to explain it. It's like, it's a mutation in your genes that, like, okay, say I snort a rail of coke and Monica snorts a rail of coke. I'm going to get sick because my body can't break it down and process it. I don't know why I used coke as a fucking thing.
No.
But Monica's going to party like it's fucking 1999, you know? So your body just can't break down certain things and it can't work through. But also that affects your mental health. So a lot of people who have it have a chemical imbalance, have depression, have anxiety, have suicidal ideation. It's a huge thing. So you need to really look into it. MTHFR gene mutation. And what they do is they put you on L-methylfolate because it's a, you're lacking B9, I believe. It's either B6 or B9. I think it's B9. You're lacking B9 in your body, and it'll throw your entire body off. If you're lacking any sort of vitamins in your body, your whole body's going to be out of whack. So I went and I got my blood work done. And for those people who can go and get your blood work done, I think a lot of insurance companies cover that too. Go get your fucking blood work done. Figure out what's going on before you go to a psychologist and get and want to get put on medication. Go get your blood work done. See what you're lacking in vitamins. We just did it with Monica. Monica was going through it. Like, it was, her mood swings were so severe that I knew something was wrong. And I'd be like, dude, are you okay? And like, so we took her, and come to find out, she was lacking in a whole bunch of shit. And so now they have her on a vitamin regimen, and she's been doing pretty good. Huh, Momo?
Put you back, like, and it is like little things can completely throw you off.
It's vitamin deficiencies are a motherfucker. Because when I was going through that shit in January, that's what I did, is I finally went to Justin at Body Works. If you guys live in Nashville, you guys have to go see Justin at Body Works. Tom Bunny sent you. He's amazing. He has this lady there named Crystal who I can hook you up with. You can go see. She'll draw all your labs and tell you exact, and just from looking at your blood work, she'll be like, okay, you need this, you need this, you need this. And then she'll put you on a regimen. Within 2 weeks, you'll be feeling so much better. You know, I'm always throwing vitamins at you and shit. So I definitely think having your blood drawn too should be in one of those as well.
Kinda
as
get to the root of maybe one of the issues and not have to jump all the way. You know, you want to start small and work your way up. Don't just go be put on medication, because medication is literally just going to
change your entire DNA.
Mask you. It's going to like
make you numb.
Like, and that's, and I've been there. I've been on medication. I tried that kind of stuff.
I think that's what people need to hear, though. See, I've never been on medication, but you have.
It honestly, there was a turning point for me. Like, I felt like, one, they were giving me more side effects than what I was trying to prevent. So, like, I had more suicidal thoughts on medication than I had off of it. And I'm like, isn't this what we're supposed to be, like, fixing, trying to prevent and fix? You know, it's not a fix. It's literally just a mask. And Jason and I almost lost Jason in 2016 to a car accident. And I remember we had gotten very tragic news, like, in all of that. Coming, it was like the beginning of 2017. I was on medication, and we got this like really, really sad news. And Jason's back was turned to me, and he's like, "I just knew I was gonna turn around. You were gonna be bawling, because I'm a crier. I cry over, I'll cry over a fucking commercial." And then he like makes that turn to look at me, and he was like, "You were just stone cold." He said, "You had not one emotion." He was like, "That was tragic." He was like, "I was on the verge of losing it, and you're just over there like looking like a damn statue." And he's like, "That's when I knew there was something wrong with you." And that's what the medication did. It just made me not feel. I just was like, well, that sucks.
See, I wouldn't want to go through. I'm such an emotionally passionate person. Like, I'm not emotional on the outside, but there's a storm brewing inside. And like, I would not want to never not feel that.
Human, though. Like, I want to feel love. I want to feel happiness, but I also want to still feel sadness. I just don't want to go all the way down deep dark into the pits.
And we are not talking shit about people on medication. There are some people who really need it, and some people who it really works for. I'm just scared because I'm already a fucking weirdo. If I take that shit, I just don't want anything in my body. Like, I am 100%. I don't even take anything to sleep. Like, even I don't take Benadryl anymore. And like, Jay even said that the other day. He's like, "You're not taking anything to sleep?" And I was like, "Nope." Because as long as he's known me, I literally have had to take, you know, Benadryl or something that will help me go to sleep. Like, I've cleaned, in this past 5 years that I've been with Jay, I've cleaned my entire body out, and I'm just trying to get to know myself sober. You know, and it's a crazy thing.
It's a new person.
No, it's weird. I'm kind of boring and fucking freakishly awkward. It's fucked up. Like, I'm good with people in my own circle, but any new people, I'm just like, I don't know what to do.
And and you know, like, just it getting to the root of it, and that's pretty much what you're doing, is like that. That's, I didn't want to be on medication anymore, so this is like the last 2-3 years. I've just pretty much smoked weed, and like let that be kind of like,
I love weed,
a safety net for me. And then figure out like, okay, it's not, it's not fixing me. I'm not saying that's gonna be a fix, but it masks it a lot easier and gives me that, you know, I still feel emotion and stuff. Like
absolutely.
I'm not on medication. And now I think
and it
it's
gives
time.
You the munchies.
Yeah. Now it's time to go towards the, okay, let's hope a therapist can actually fix this.
Absolutely. You know? Well, it's going to be you doing the fixing. It's not going to be the therapist. She's just going to guide you. Yeah, exactly. And that's always good. I love weed. I'm a huge advocate for weed. I believe in it. It's natural, all that stuff. I used to be a weed smoking motherfucker. And then anxiety. Fucking anxiety has taken all the joys of life from me.
Yeah.
So it's like I can't even smoke anymore without having like a panic attack. Yeah. So let's see, what's next? What do you think? We did self I'd say get out and fucking don't sit at home thinking of ways to self.
Yes. That's where
medicate.
Yeah, quarantine was hard on that because it drew everyone inside.
Yep, so like drinking, fucking popping a Zanny, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, every now and then is okay, but if I can, you know, you need to try to think of healthy, constructive ways of coping as opposed to destructive ways of coping.
Yes, exactly.
Because it's really just going to make it worse.
Mm-hmm. And that's all you're pretty much doing. If you're drinking the alcohol, you're taking the pills or stuff, you're masking it for now and all this.
Benzos make you feel lower anyways.
Yeah, it's going to storm inside a lot more and then eventually it's going to break out and something bad's going to happen.
Yep, it's going to come out in different ways.
Yes, exactly. And you know what? It affects your loved ones too, like really, really, really bad. Like
communicate.
Yes, you have to, even if it's super hard for you, and it's important that your loved one knows how to communicate with you during those times.
Well, who knows how to listen too. Yes. You can communicate all you want with somebody, but if they are not comprehending what you're saying, it's not going to get anywhere. Yeah. That's what I always tell people. They're like, what's your biggest relationship secret? And I'm just like, we don't really have a relationship secret. We just literally try to fucking understand each other. Mm-hmm. Instead of, you know, some people listen to talk, you need to listen to hear.
Yes.
You know, so exactly. You have to make sure you have that significant other that actually is receiving what you're saying, because there are a lot of people who are going through mental health that have partners that aren't supportive.
Yeah, I've heard people say before, like, having their significant other tell them, like, are we over this yet? Like, if they're going through a depression state. If my husband ever told me, are we over this yet?
Yeah.
I would probably lose it. Like, I really would.
Lose my shit.
But he's amazing, like, and we kind of figured out this part of me together. We've been together, in March will be 10 years. So
that's,
it's like,
crazy.
I've kind of, like, we've grown with my mental health. So he's learned how to deal with it a lot more instead of just coming into, like, a crazy. Like, I was still young and wild when I was younger and we met. So, you know, it was masked really well. And then, like, I sobered up a lot more. And, like, that's when I figured out, I was like, oh, I'm fucking crazy. Cool.
Yeah.
So, like, let's figure this out together. And he's done great about that. Like, he could help anyone, you know, just learning what to say, when to say it kind of thing is super important, because, like, it doesn't have to be your significant other. It can be, like, a parent, a friend, or whatever. Just have that person who knows how to communicate with you when you're at your worst and knows how to, you know, be there for you even when you're at your best, too.
Right. Yeah, totally. I couldn't agree more. And I just also think that, you know yourself. So, you know, if you're having, like, suicidal thoughts and you feel like you're going to act on it, then you need to really go talk to somebody.
I wouldn't call
those helplines, because I've heard so many bad reviews about them. But
you can go places. Like, you went to the hospital because you knew better.
So don't ever feel like you're alone in this world and that you don't have anybody to talk to. I mean, dude, my DMs are always open. My DMs are full of people who are always messaging me asking for some sort of glimpse of hope, because that's really what depression is you just feel hopeless, you know. And you guys have got to understand, the shit passes. Like, you could be in the lowest of lows and 2 months later be on top of the world.
Yes,
you know, so don't ever let a bad day fuck you up forever.
Yeah, you know? And you have to remember, some of the happiest people don't have everything.
Self-care 2021. We said self-care 2020 and it really did turn out to be self-care, but it was like we were all going through it.
Yeah, you got to go through that bad shit. Maybe that's what it was. Yeah. You got to go through the low to have the high.
Yeah, so we're going to make 2021 just self-care 2021.
We got to make it happen, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Mimi, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I always love when you're here.
Yeah.
I think everybody else loves when you're here, too.
I would hope so.
Why don't you tell everybody where they can find you if they already don't know?
You can find me on Instagram at shirley.sinful. I'm not cool enough to have the OnlyFans.
That's next. We're going to have Mimi busting it wide open. Pretty soon. I can't wait.
Oh, God.
Self-love. Self-love, baby. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of Dumb Blonde. I will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.